absolutely fantastic news for Al Shakharan, a community that has been neglected over many, many, many years, both by Fianna Fáil and other governments. But this is a really good, exciting news. And first and foremost, I'd like to give massive recognition to our council staff who have worked tirelessly on this for a long time. Works that will change the face of Al Shakharan, which will leave ports in it for the two ferry services, shops and other buildings that will be there, or other rooms that will be there too for use for community purposes. There'll be a change in place and toilet in it, which is really, really important. I fought very strongly to make sure that the change in place toilet would be a part of the whole planning. So yeah, it's really exciting. It's really important for the area. And I think it'll change Al Shakharan very much for the good. There's also other works that's going to be taking place at the same time, which is 1.5 million euros worth of work along the seafront. And what I'm trying to say is that there's going to be a huge amount of inconvenience in the port for a while now during this very busy period for the tourist season. It'll be very busy in terms of people delivering to the islands and also to Al Shakharan itself. It'll also be busy again in September when the new school year starts. So there'll be a lot of coming and going. So I've asked Nicole Corley-Hondai-Winningall to sit down what the wider community, what the fishing community, what the two ferry services, the red and blue ferry services, with the local businesses and others of who has an interest in the area, and we discuss what the plans are and that we all try to move along at the same pace. But I do think overall this is a very exciting project. It's a project that we've been working on for a long, long, long time now, and we need to now come together, sit down and look at how this has progressed. But I would ask again the community to pull in and be a part of this now, and we'll all work together for the betterment of West Donegal here.
And whenever there is big works like this, people generally don't mind as long as they know what's going on, they know when it's going to come to an end, and the benefits that it's going to give to their community.
Yes, look, I think consultation is really, really important. Community or communication is really, really important. And that isn't just a once-off step where we do it as a gesture or that we want to hear what the community says. This has to be ongoing all along as the development happens. We've seen in Al Shakharan what other works carrying out there been in terms of the overall development, what some of the waterworks that was taking, sewage that was taking place there. And there was a lot of frustration there for a while. And I think that communication has to be ongoing, that people feel that they can talk to somebody and that they're heard. And also that if there are difficulties in the community in terms of obstruction or something, that the council and the contractors and them can go and speak to them and say, listen, can we just resolve that issue, please? So communication is key. But overall, it's a fantastic news story. And again, I'd like to thank Corley-Hondai-Winningall and their staff who have stayed with us from very beginning, because there was a one point there a couple of months back I actually thought, have we lost this project?